Okay, this is your host, one of your many hosts, Brad, and the guys are on a little vacay right now. We're relaxing and dropping some classics as we prepare to relaunch in May. We're going to have some new content dropping in May, but this month, we're dropping some classics, and this week is a definite classic. This is one of producer Gary's biggest bones of contention with the guys, because in this episode, you're going to hear him and producer Matt kind of go at it, because Gary thinks Matt's being kind of rude. I don't know if we even believe that, but we're going to get to hear what they do in this episode. And we have Greg join us. Now, Greg has never joined us again since this episode, so I don't know if he ever really wants to come back. But in this episode, you get to hear Greg, who doesn't even like movies, join a movie podcast. How is that? Anyway, I know you have been wondering what has happened in the Batman and Robin episode, which, if you are a loyal listener of this, you know I base most bad movies against Batman and Robin. I think this is one of the worst movies ever made. And it's definitely one of the worst we've ever watched on here. You know my rankings, guys. This one's a terrible, terrible movie. And it has Uma Thurman's crazy hair. Her wig. So she brings wigs. We bring that up a lot. Uma's been in a lot of our movie tortures. But anyway, you've heard enough of me. Let's get to this rousing episode. Classic. Batman and Robin. It's before we get there, though. And I do want to say, I do not like doing Batman movies on here because they're so long. You know my rule of an hour and a half. I want it to be quick. This movie's very long. It feels like it's just the worst. Anyway, without further ado, let's get to this classic.
Welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. I'm one of the hosts, Roger, and I am here with my buddy Brad. Brad, how was your weekend?
Hey, Rog, my week was very good. I must say, a lot of fun things we've done the past week, and it's always good to sit here with you and talk about crap movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are joined by producer Gary. He's in the house. Gary, you know that you didn't have to come dressed as Batman, right?
No, I thought that was a requirement.
Yeah. If you don't know, ladies, producer Gary is in a full Batman costume shooting. I guess he thought we were serious when we said, come dress as your favorite Batman character.
Yeah.
So no Hawaiian shirt, but full Batman suit. And yeah.
Greg.
Someone else, please tell them that's a lie. It's not simply not true.
Okay, Gary. We're also joined by two guests tonight. First time we've ever had two guests on Movie Torture. We've got Greg here. Everybody give Greg a hand.
Who is dressed like Mr. Freeze.
He is. He is Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
And we've got Matt here. Everybody give Matt a hand. Matt's over here with producer Gary.
Yeah, I was really going to ask why producer Gary is the only one in costume.
It's weird. I don't understand it, but he's here. He's in costume.
I'm a little surprised he's not wearing the Hawaiian shirt over the costume, though. Batman on vacation.
That would have been a power move. I actually like that.
I'm pretty sure he's waiting on Robin.
Yeah, he's waiting on Robin to show up. Raj, tell us a little bit about this craptacular film, Batman and Robin.
Well, Batman and Robin was released on June 20th, 1997. The budget for the movie was $125 to $160 million, and they grossed a little over $238 million.
Okay, I'm not even going to say wow about the budget this time because I think they spent a lot of money, and you can see it. They spent a lot of money on a lot of weird things, but
blowing
yes.
Things blowing up and...
Yeah, yeah. They did.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of money.
So
is that all you have?
That's basically... That's what I usually give you.
Roger. So you want me to tell what Batman and Robin is?
Yeah, give us the minute summation.
Okay, basically, two best friends, Batman and Robin. They might be best friends. They might be lovers. We don't know. They're together. They get into their cars. They go try to get a diamond. That Mr. Freeze has a diamond. He's trying to. Is he trying to take it out of space? I don't know. We'll talk more about that. He's got the diamond. And Batman and Robin are fighting over. I don't know. Uma Thurman. She becomes Poison Ivy, and they think she's really hot. They want to kiss her. Blah blah blah. They get a Batgirl thrown in here. I don't know why we didn't need her. And basically, end of the movie, they stop Mr. Freeze, and there's so much we could talk about this movie. I cannot wait because it's mind-boggling. But yeah, Batman saves the day, and that's Batman and Robin.
How could you ever not need Alicia Silverstone? You definitely need her.
That was my next question. Yeah.
Hotness-wise, yes.
Yes.
But character-wise, we didn't need her.
Well, she puts the costume on.
I'm gonna get into the costume creations too in a little bit, but that's really what this movie is, Batman and Robin. And I gotta be full disclosure, I went to the theater and saw this opening weekend in 1997. I was so jazzed to see Batman and Robin.
I don't know if I saw it in theaters. I think I may have gotten the DVD at Blockbuster and took it home to watch. So
that might be sadder.
Oh, wow.
Friday night was the first time I've ever seen the movie. So
that is amazing.
It's fresh. I don't watch movies. I mean,
and you're on a movie podcast.
And I'm on a movie podcast. So,
What better to come on a movie podcast?
So I've got my expertise. Here you go. I don't have a lot to choose from. Forrest Gump, Top Gun, Batman and Robin.
Definite power move.
Yeah.
That's a definite power move. Come on here with, you just watched it for the first time.
Exactly.
Hopefully it's my last.
All right, my first question about this is, why is Arnold Schwarzenegger listed first in the credits in the very beginning? Why wouldn't Batman's always been the first one listed in the credits? It should have been.
I don't think you're right, Raj. I think in the original Batman 89, it was Jack Nicholson.
Oh,
first,
really?
Yeah. I think the villains in every movie have been listed before Michael Keaton. It's weird. And Arnold Schwarzenegger made $25 million for this movie. I looked it up. And his contract stated he only would work 25 days, which is half of what everybody else had to work, and he would only work 12 hours a day. But most of those hours were spent putting on his costume.
And makeup.
So he didn't have to do a lot, and a lot of the crew were kind of ticked at him because he was not. And basically, they just needed to write puns for him because he was the punninator in this movie.
Yep.
He punned so much, and I'm going to do some really bad Arnold impersonations in this podcast, so bear with me.
We expect nothing less.
Yeah, my impersonations are spot on.
All right, so then my next question is who's your favorite Batman of all time?
Oh, my gosh. That's easy. Matt here is going to disagree with me, I know, but Michael Keaton, hands down, best Batman. That's the one I grew up on. Like, I went and saw Batman 89 at the drive-in. So, for me, Michael Keaton's the best.
You got to go back to Adam West.
You pick Adam West?
Well, I don't know. I just
judged you for
he
that.
He was the original Batman, right?
He was.
So, he was.
I mean, if he was the first, I don't know.
What about you, Raj?
It's kind of mixed. I mean, I can tell you who not more than, definitely not Ben Affleck. Definitely not the, what?
Affleck is a good Batman.
I never even knew he was a Batman.
Affleck, I'll say, I can tell you hands down the worst Batman is George Clooney.
Really?
Worst Batman.
Nah.
I never want to see him be Batman.
Nah, I got to go, the dude from, the...
Twilight?
Yeah.
No, I disagree.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was a good movie. The Batman was a good movie, Raj.
Those two, nah.
I would say George Clooney worst, Val Kilmer almost worst.
Yeah, I even forgot about Val Kilmer.
That'll probably be another movie torture, Batman Forever.
What was the Batman movie where Prince sang the bat song?
Oh, that's the first one. That was good.
Okay, that one's good.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Yeah.
That was Michael Keaton, right?
Matt, what about you? Favorite Batman?
Easily Christian Bale.
I knew you were going to say that. What about you, producer Gary?
Are we just talking live action? Like, we're not going to mention...
Oh, my gosh. Are you nerding out and going cartoon Batman voices?
Well, those were the best voices.
He is in a Batman costume.
Gary, can we hear you say, "I'm Batman"?
No.
Like Batman. You got to say it. No, he likes ladies, ladies, he likes to pretend he's Deadpool most of the time, but tonight he's Batman. So if we can just hear him say, "I'm Batman," that would be awesome.
One time.
One time.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. I'm Batman. That's funny. Yeah. I got a lot about this movie. I've been so excited about doing this podcast because, for one, I don't understand why we have to start the movie out looking at Batman and Robin's butts.
That's where I was going yes, at.
I felt like I was watching some gay movie.
And that's where it goes to the director, Joel... What was
Schumacher.
Name? Yeah, who notably said in interviews that he tried to put in sexual overtones, especially that were homosexual, to reach out to those that audience, being that he is one himself. So
now this was the first Schumacher Batman where he had full control, because Batman Forever he directed, but Tim Burton directed Batman and Batman Returns, was still a producer and had control. Now he's farted Tim Burton out. Like, he's gone. And now he's made this such a homosexual movie.
Well, we got Alicia Silverstone's butt, too.
We did get her butt. And I'm going to talk more about Alfred in this movie.
Yeah.
But.
At least they didn't get his butt.
I'm shocked they didn't.
Yeah.
but it is an odd. He's like, you know what? It's like Warner Brothers said, let's make Batman just a little more gayer. And they did it, man. I give them credit. They went full. This movie today, if it was released, would probably be a massive hit because it panders to that community.
I can't argue with that.
Shockingly, it came out in June as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right.
Good pull.
That
good pull,
was
Greg. Good.
That's why we gave him big money to be on
his favorite
that
month.
It is.
My birthday's there. I mean,
So we see their butts. We open up, and I do like how this movie just jumps right into Batmaning. Like, we get like a bunch of Batman.
No story, no plot. No.
Are we to believe Batman is right? This new Batman, Batmobile, is garbage. Does he ride? He has no top. So is he like getting bugs in his teeth while he's cruising?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you got to think about that. I mean,
like, he had little gadgets for everything. So maybe he had like little sunglasses that came down and, you know, just everything. The little, it's like if there could be, what got me was the skates on the bottom of their
boots.
Yes,
I was about to say that.
You know, I mean.
Did they anticipate that? And then the hockey sticks?
Yeah.
Anticipate everything.
Yeah, apparently.
But we start out, Mr. Freeze, is he going to outer space? Is that his plan? I'm confused. Because, like, is he like, I'm going up? First off, I got to say, he goes, the Iceman cometh. That was what he, first line. I mean, he brings the pun immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he is really bringing the pun. And I guess he's going to outer space. He built a rocket to go to outer space.
No,
is
that, I don't think
that. What's he doing then?
I think the whole diamond concept was what he was trying to help himself live on so he could, you know, help his wife.
Where was his wife?
Yeah, but
I never figured out where she was.
She's in the ice cream factory.
Well, is that, in the ice cream factory?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I went to the bathroom there.
Dumb, man.
So, how do you get a suit that runs on diamonds? Like, how do you make diamonds a fuel?
I don't know, man.
I mean, why do you pick something that's, like, hard to get? Yeah. It's kind of like Marty McFly when he asked Doc, you got something to run on plutonium?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, where do you get that from? Nonsense. You know? I guess he's blasting off to outer space. So they come up there and they're up there fighting. Robin gets like iced over, which is weird.
Yeah.
Definitely shipping that to Planet Hollywood. And it's going to be sitting there. Didn't even look like him.
Yeah.
Batman's like, what are you doing here? If I was Robin, I'd be like, why do you act like that? I'm out of here then. You handle this. Fight this big ice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Batman didn't let him even ride in the same vehicle with him. He always made him ride separate.
You know, he had a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin, I don't know if I should say this, but Batman treats Robin like a dude that he loves and is in love with, but is embarrassed for anybody to know it. So he's constantly like being mean to Robin and Bo, like, what are you doing here? But I imagine when they get home, he's like, come over here.
Gary, isn't that the way he treats you? isn't that the way he treats you?
So you're saying Robin's like an ugly paramour.
Yeah, he is. He's like, Robin, I don't like you. And then when they get home, he's like, hey, Robin, you want to watch Designing Women with me on TV? And they sit and eat popcorn together.
I think Will and Grace comes on at 10.
So we're saying that producer Gary's in the wrong costume. He should be in a Robin costume right now.
Oh, producer Gary, go change into a Robin costume.
Well, at least they didn't have the one with the shorts. You know, you have to wear the jorts or shorts one.
Yeah.
And Robin's kind of a jerk in this movie, right? Yeah. He come from nothing, and he's living in this mansion at Wayne Manor.
He is like the Zac Efron of this movie, like Zac Efron was in Baywatch.
Exactly.
You know,
good pull, Raj.
Yeah, the big jerk.
Big jerk, man. I'm like, I don't understand. Your boyfriend, for all intents and purposes, is letting you live in Wayne Manor.
For free.
For free.
Yeah.
And you're ungrateful.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. And yeah, did you notice Robin, by the way, said cowabunga, which
I did.
Which is a pull from our turtle episode a couple of ones back with Jonathan. You know, a little turtle action in this movie. They had to have something in here to compare it with the turtles for us, right?
If there was a bad slogan in the 90s, it was thrown in here. You know, it was just one after another.
I think that one time they said "Stay cool, bird boy."
Yeah. That's what y'all are not.
Who wrote this? My 10-year-old son? Like, who is writing Batman and Robin?
He picked them all.
Okay, so that was when he froze him, right? And he put him in a pool, and he had like these bat heaters just in his pocket. The gadgets in this movie were ridiculous.
For one, here's the deal, man. Batman, Gotham needs to get rid of vats. Because a lot of people fall in the vats. They got a vat problem.
Yeah.
Not a bat problem, a vat problem. The Joker fell into the vat. He became the Joker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poison Ivy fell, and she did a Catwoman fall, man. Like, they were thinking, how can we bring back Catwoman but not be as good? And they did that.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze fell into a vat. Now he's Mr. Freeze. I think if I was running for mayor in Gotham, I would say, you know what? We're a vat-free city. We're getting rid of the vats. No vat for you to fall in.
Especially with the amount of villains it produced.
I mean, Gotham has so many villains.
Also, I'm pretty sure Robin falls in a vat of ice cream.
Oh, we're going to get to that, too. Talk about the debasing. Like, if I'm Chris O'Donnell, is that his name, Chris O'Donnell?
Yeah.
I would be like, why am I having to fall into ice cream? Now, one, I would eat it. But two, I'm like, I'm in a bat suit. I'm falling into ice cream. He kind of deserved it, though.
Yeah, you got to keep with the freeze theory there. I mean, the whole storyline. So you got to have something cold for him to fall in.
Yeah.
Which, again, it goes, why is Mr. Freeze needing coldness but smoking cigars the whole time? I still don't understand that.
Well, it's a cool factor.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to add that in.
That's what Arnold probably said. I need to smoke cigars during the movie.
That was your good impersonation.
Yeah,
exactly. I need cigars.
Cigars.
Cigars. So let's talk about Alfred. Alfred has McGregor's syndrome. Is that right? McGregor's syndrome?
Yes.
Yeah. McGregor's disease.
There's four McGregor's disease.
Yeah.
There's four stages to McGregor's disease. The first stage is the worst. So what? If the first stage is death, what is stage two, three, and four?
Four, like, reincarnation.
Is four like pushing up daisies in the ground? Like, what is four?
That's when you get the morphine, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so we find out Alfred has McGregor's, and you have Batman still making Alfred cook him dinners. Like, one time they don't answer the door. I think it's when...
There's a first time for everything.
Yeah, there's a first time. You need to get the door, Alfred. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's got stage one, which is the worst.
Like, you got to get the most out of him while he's still there.
And you got these jerks. Like, Chris O'Donnell grew up in trash. And he's like, Alfred, you need to get that. I'm like, oh my gosh, Alfred probably makes their popcorn for him when they're watching Designing Women or Murder, She Wrote at night. And this poor guy, man, he's like dying. They don't care. And then he's we get Batgirl, and he stitches. He makes her a suit, which is really weird. I don't understand. Like, did he imagine him making this suit for her? Like, it's kind of weird and kinky.
Yeah, your uncle.
Yeah. And how is she?
Accentuates your butt.
So okay, how is he, who's every bit of 105 in this movie, how is he the uncle to a 20-something hot Cher from Clueless? That would mean her mom would at least be 70, right? I'm confused about the ages.
Well, some people marry with an age gap.
Greg?
Yes.
Greg's wife is 16, if everyone's listening.
Yeah, yeah. She gets off the school bus every day.
He picks her up. He took her to prom last year.
I did. It's a good time. I was the chaperone and the date. Worked out.
The chaperone and the date. There's so many things about this movie, and we haven't even got to Poison Ivy yet.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
She is chewing that scenery, man. Does she know what movie she's in? Matt, you are a lover of Batman and Robin. Is Poison Ivy a good villain?
Well, I feel like I have to explain why I like this movie. I watched this as a child, and I didn't see 89 Batman really at all, and Batman Returns freaked me out. Penguin and Catwoman were like really terrifying or gross to me as a child. So this was like my first intro into Batman, and I was a big Arnold fan. So that made this movie, like, I just enjoyed it as a kid. Yeah. But I do think a major problem is how on earth was Arnold not cast as Bane?
He should have been Bane. It should have been Bane and Poison Ivy, right? Or it could have just been Arnold. We don't even need Poison Ivy.
And oh, you need a Poison
Roger,
Ivy.
Roger, did he just say Catwoman was gross to him?
No, Penguin.
Which one?
He said
Penguin was gross. Catwoman, like the way that she died, freaked me out as a kid.
Because Catwoman, hands down, Michelle Pfeiffer, she's a solid 9.8 on the hot scale, right?
Yeah.
Uma Thurman's not bad.
She's a solid 8.5, easy.
I may go a little higher.
Yeah.
I mean, if it would have been 97, I'd have been Batman, the movie would have been 15 minutes. Because I'd have kissed, then it would have been over. The movie then would have just been Robin.
Okay, so let's get back to Batman. They have a lot of charity events in Gotham, too. Have you noticed that? Like, where's the money going? You got Commissioner Gordon, who is a horrible. Pat Hingle, he's like, okay, I'm Commissioner Gordon. He has all these medals on him. Have you noticed the medals?
Yeah.
Like, is he's like Gaddafi over here, man? Like, what's he doing? Batman does everything in this town.
He needs to clean up the Turkish baths. That could be a problem.
He probably does. Like, what is he doing? I mean, literally, Commissioner Gordon, I don't understand this guy in this movie. He's got all the medals that probably Batman got for him at the store and gave to him. And he's Poison Ivy shows up because, honestly, did you like the John Glover? He's good. He was the scientist that she was working for.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been a good villain in this movie.
Yeah.
He was good. He was crazy. They had, like, the Naked Gun evil dictators watching. Remember the Naked Gun? You seen that, Greg?
Yeah, yep.
Got the fake evil dictators watching him put Bane together. And he would have been a better villain than this. But she shows up at this event. And, man, everybody's like, what is Chris O'Donnell, what's Batboy say? He says, 1 million.
Well, first of all, what's the deal with showing up in a gorilla suit? I mean, there should have been other ways to do that. I mean, there's more Trojan horse vehicles in a gorilla suit.
I guess.
Wait a minute. Okay, Floronic Man, which is John Glover's character's name. He's before the party because that was when he made Bane, and then the party doesn't start until after she turns into Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
So
she turns into Poison Ivy then.
Right.
After he makes Bane.
Right.
Right.
And this Bane, way worse than Tom Hardy Bane in Dark Knight Rises, right?
Definitely.
Well, yeah. He had no substance. He didn't talk. He was just a big
tank. Muscle.
Right. He just grunted.
But So she shows up at this party, at this charity event. Robin is like, $1 million. I guess he's spending Batman's money, right?
Yeah.
I'm It'd be like me going, you know, $1 million, that's Greg's money, but yeah. I'm going to get poisoned. And then Batman goes, $2 million. And at this point, if you live in Gotham, you're going, that's Batman. That's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
That's got to be Bruce Wayne.
He's going to own money in this town, right?
He's like, $6 million. Okay, that's definitely Bruce Wayne. Yeah. There's no way it's not Bruce Wayne. They should have given it. And then he pulls out.
Go ahead.
He pulls out the American Express card.
It's a Batman American Express card. It's got the symbol and everything.
Holy crap.
The Bat card.
I remember seeing a couple of those back in the day.
Is he... He says never leave the cave without it?
Yeah.
Is that what you say when you leave your man cave?
Yeah, yeah. Never leave the cave without it.
Like, are we to believe Batman is putting... He's like, Robin... Don't let me forget my bat card. In case they got to stop at McDonald's, or is he doing it for the points? Like,
he's racking up Batmobile miles.
He's like he bills the Batmobile miles to a business, Bruce Wayne Enterprises.
Yes.
That way he gets a tax break on it.
Yes, travel perks.
What if we watched a whole Batman movie about how he evades taxes? Every accountant listening would be like, I would watch that.
Have the IRS as the evil villain.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be hilarious if the IRS was the evil villain. So, Roger, she's chewing that scenery up. Do you think Uma Thurman, who had done Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Do you think... I feel like she's terrible. Like, she took a step down for this.
Was she still with Tarantino when she did this movie?
Was she dating him?
Yeah, she was with him at one point, at least.
So he had to have read this script. Do you think he was like, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great, Uma. You got to do it.
Some of his movies had the same kind of, you know.
Whoa.
No, not all of his movies.
No. All of his movies are great.
No.
Which one? Okay.
We'll discuss that on another episode.
No, Roger. Best Tarantino movie.
Pulp Fiction.
Agreed.
I think Kill Bill is really good, man. Kill Bill 1 and 2 are good. I would say Pulp Fiction, but you got Kill...
Hey there. This is Movie Torture's very own producer Gary here to talk to you about Generous Coffee, where every sip is an adventure of flavor. When you choose our meticulously sourced beans, you're not just getting a cup of coffee. You're embarking on a taste journey. Here's why our coffee stands out. It's very rich and robust. Our beans are roasted to perfection, unlocking deep, chocolatey notes that dance on your taste buds. Imagine a velvety blend that whispers of caramel and toasted hazelnuts. Bright and vibrant. With each sip, you'll experience a burst of citrus zest like a sun-kissed morning in a cup. The acidity is balanced, leaving refreshing afterglow. Silky smooth. Generous Coffee glides across your palate, leaving a trail of velvet warmth. It's like wrapping yourself in a cozy blanket with the fireplace, and remember, every purchase fuels positive change worldwide. So go ahead, savor that cup. It's not just coffee. It's a flavorful revolution.
Bill 1 and 2 up there. You got Inglourious Basterds, which really is good.
That one didn't do much for me.
I would have had to watch them to know.
Yeah, Greg.
I'd agree with Roger on that.
What? You don't like Tarantino movies either?
No, Inglourious, I didn't really care for that movie.
Oh, I love that movie. And then, so my wife was pregnant, right? I said, we're going to go watch a movie on Christmas. So she's like 7 months pregnant this time. And I make her go watch, Django Unchained. And a good movie. But gosh, it was 3 hours and she was so uncomfortable sitting in that theater for 3 hours.
Did you go sit in the one Gastonia?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those seats are horrible.
Yeah.
That was before reclining movie theaters.
Yeah, we didn't.
I only go to reclining theaters now.
But I want to fall asleep in those reclining ones.
So, funny story. I did not know that there was reclining movie theater seats and, like, they serve food in a tray now if you want to eat.
On
I did not know that. That's why I've not been to a movie theater probably 20 years.
That's a long time, Greg.
That's a long time.
We need to make sure you go to a movie one night.
I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Uma Thurman, she had to think this movie sucks, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
She's probably the best actress in this movie, though. And also Vivica Fox is in this movie. So did Quentin Tarantino go...
Hold on. Don't be dissing on Coolio, man.
Oh, we hadn't got to Coolio.
Yeah.
He didn't even speak. Did he speak? No, he did.
Yeah, I think he said one line. That
was it. What is his point in this movie?
he's just collecting the bets.
And was that when like Batgirl and Robin are cruising bike alley?
Yeah, he follows her out. Yeah.
Do you think he's not kin to her, right?
Coolio?
No, Robin. Do you think he's kind of, he wants to date her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he's still into Batman. He doesn't know how to break it up.
He's in the friend zone, and he probably never get out of it.
Yeah, he's never getting into Alicia Silverstone, right? No. I think in the original comics, Batgirl is Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
Oh, really?
But I guess they looked at Pat Hingle and was like, yeah, there's no way she's being your daughter. But we'll make her Alfred's niece.
Yeah.
Which is still weird to me.
Right.
Right. Why is she this old man's niece who has McGregor's disease? Stage one. I mean, that's death.
Right.
I wanna find out what is stage 2, 3, and 4 for these. Is stage 2 embalming?
Told you, 4 is reincarnation.
4 is reincarnation where it comes back, it's Gary Oldman in the new it was Michael Caine, right?
Michael Caine was the new Alfred.
Okay, so he's Michael Caine, who was on Deadly Ground, previous movie torture.
Yeah.
Comes back and, okay.
Did we make it through this movie without, I can't remember if there was a throw-up scene or not.
No vomiting. Wow,
only our second movie, Greg, without vomiting.
Oh, nice. Second movie. Now, I vomited watching the movie, but that wasn't recorded.
Really? Matt, you said you liked the movie. Right?
Yes.
After we got past the Turkish bath, which, you know, there's a lot of mushrooms going on there. The Turkish bath and the gorilla suit and everything, I thought the movie got good. I was kind of into it. Granted, like I said earlier, I don't have a large frame of reference because I don't watch many movies, but
I mean, and for me that was probably one of my first superhero movies I watched as a kid.
Right.
So that put it at a higher standard for me.
Okay.
And I feel like the movie, I read some kind of quote from Robin's actor that said he felt like this movie compared to Batman Forever, this was like a toy commercial. And to me, that's what it seems like. I mean, that's what the point
this
of
was. This was more of a childhood movie.
The extra costume at the end for no reason, all the different gadgets and stuff. They were just trying to sell toys.
Well, I did have a couple Corona lights.
And American Express cards.
So things probably got better for me along the way.
I'm so confused at the fact that you think this movie gets better.
I thought it got better.
I think this movie...
Well, after the Turkish bath, how could it get worse? I mean, what were those dudes? The neon mask and the neon chains?
He has, like, hockey goons as his, like...
Who are the dance crew that looks like that? They had a whole show.
Lord of the Dance?
No.
Like Blue Man?
They were on like America's Got Talent.
Like hip hop.
Light show or something like that. Yeah.
Or
Greg's favorite's Thunder from Down Under.
I saw that in Vegas. Yeah. I didn't see it. It was on the street.
He just said he saw it. they're just Batmaning a lot in this movie just to create toys. And why do we want to watch a movie? Why don't they quit caring about the toys and actually make a good Batman that's not gay?
Well, I think Clooney, Batman had a really hot girlfriend who wanted him to propose to her. And I think that kind of goes along with that whole mindset. You know, people have said, like, how could you not want to marry her? You know, because I'm Batman. You know, I don't know.
Where did Chase Meridian go? Like, he was dating her in the previous movie, Nicole Kidman. Now he's with Elle McPherson, who I don't even think she's an actress. Is she an actress?
Yeah, she didn't have many lines.
Could they not have put an actress in there and made it a little bit? But I don't think they cared.
Whatever happened to her after the whole marriage talk? You never saw her again.
No.
He winds up saying Ivy.
Yes.
To her, and then she goes with him to like a gala event later in the movie.
Yeah.
How did that not end it?
Nah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he does have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Who, Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he wanted to pay $6 million just to have Uma Thurman for a night, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And after she took the gorilla suit off.
Oh, was his girl there then when he was bidding on Ivy?
No, she wasn't. Yeah.
That would have been awkward.
Yeah.
What about when they put the...
No, I see it'd be... Because she doesn't know he's Batman, so she wouldn't have...
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Because, yeah, he looks nothing like...
Nah.
Yeah.
What about when their plan is to go and they put basically like a condom over the lips of Robin?
Oh, yeah, what was that?
So he could kiss her? And he's like... And then, he pulls it off. Like, if I'm Poison Ivy and he goes, ha, 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 I had this, I would have immediately just went in really fast and kissed his lips.
Yeah.
Been like, okay, really fast, and you're dead.
Yeah. They could have put something on cooler. I mean, it was like a piece of cellophane.
I was like, that's kind of gross, man. Like, who wants to see that?
Yeah, exactly.
Was this before or after he fell in the vat of ice cream?
That's right. Oh, I don't know.
I think right before.
Yeah.
We'll see. Where does he get those? Where, like, I've never heard of that in my life. Rubber lip condoms. He said it like he'd been to some, you know, like a theater store. He's like, oh yeah, you can buy those anywhere. I have never heard of rubber lips. Yeah, lip
condoms. That's gonna be your new nickname on here, rubber lips. We got old rubber lips back there in his Batman costume. Yeah. So, I guess if I remember right, Robin gets mad at Batman and Poison Ivy creates a whole new, has them like create a whole new logo for Robin to shine in the sky. Like, how'd she get that done in an hour?
Yeah. Like, well, they had Bane pick the thing up, but like, I don't understand how, if he tore it off, how they put it back on too, right? Because he like picked it up when the light was on and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they got it all put back together that quick.
I don't know. And don't you think Bane, I guess Bane had cancer, right? The guy that was, they turned into Bane, like the doctor was like, he's got cancer, so we're going to make him.
I don't remember that. I remember.
He probably just wants to die, right?
He was a murderer.
Yeah, he was a convict.
Bane probably wants to just to go ahead and die in this movie, right? Like, I don't know. Again, Bane was utterly useless in this movie.
Well, at the end, when they unhooked his little tube and he went back to the dude he used to be, I mean, was he dead? Is he still not a murderer laying there?
Well, he was like, super,
I must have
too,
dozed
right?
off. Yeah. I didn't see that part. Yeah.
And it was really gross because they had fluids everywhere.
Yeah. But
how many naps did you take, Roger?
I made it all way. I took a couple breaks while watching this one. So, you know, I made it through.
So they're Batmaning. They got the car. They're fighting. They're fighting.
Sorry, for those who couldn't see Brad's hands, he was doing tap. Was it
Batmanning?
Tap hands or whatever.
Or quote air
jazz
quotes.
Hands. Jazz hands.
They're Batmanning.
Yeah.
So are we to believe? So Arnold finds out, he's told by Poison Ivy that Batman killed his wife, who had McGregor's stage one.
Yeah.
I guess she might be in stage four.
She's in a bad stage.
Or is that
stage.
Stage three when you're in the water?
What's stage three.
Stage three
in
is
the water. You're in the water.
That's
floating.
The frozen stage.
The frozen stage. Because we've talked about stage one is the worst stage.
Yeah.
So what is stage four? So he then finds out that Batman's like, I didn't do it. And he pulls a video out conveniently. Don't you wish you could just do that in life when your wife?
Yeah, on your belt.
Yeah.
Like a video on your belt.
Yeah, you just pull it out and go. And,
but can you imagine walking up to a woman saying, hey, watch this?
If you were wondering, listeners, Greg grabbed his belt. It'd be nice to like have it to go. Chris, my wife, Kristen, says something like, I didn't do that. Yeah, you did. But watch this.
Watch the belt.
Pull it out. It's there.
Was this the first introduction of a video cell phone? Cell phone with video on it? 97, yeah.
Did they have cell phones back then?
I don't know.
That bag phones? Did they have a cell phone back then? I didn't have one. Nobody I knew had a cell phone back then.
Yeah, 97. Yeah, definitely 97.
You had one?
I can't remember when I got the first bag phone. It was probably 95 or 96. But then there was that, what was that? It was that rap song in 97. It was like, switch from Motorola to a Prime Co phone. I still need to look that up.
I didn't have one.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah, the block.
The flip phones, yeah.
Yeah.
The block phone, the brick.
Yeah. Well,
I thought that started in Star Trek. Like, he had the communicator.
Yeah. Well, I tell you that this movie to me. There was so much wrong with it. But so they're Batman at the end, and I guess at the end, we have not even talked about. We got to see Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yes. Yeah.
How did we not talk about? He was guarding. He was the guard at Arkham, guarding the governor of California.
Yeah.
And we had the governor of Minnesota. Who would have thought the two dudes
what was
right
that? Who are you going
to right?
I'm Jesse, I'm Jesse Ventura. I'm going to be the governor of Minnesota. That's my Jesse Ventura. Who would have
Is he part Indian?
I don't know. But who would have thought Batman and Robin would have two future governors in it?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Do you think Jesse thought he was going to get his own villain movie for the next Batman?
I'm sure if he did think that, he would have come out like later and talk about the conspiracy effect of how he didn't get, you know, another part in the Batman series.
He's like, I'm gonna get to kiss Uma Thurman. Is that the worst Jesse?
Is he still alive?
He is still alive.
I thought that same thing as I was watching this. It's like I hadn't heard from him in a while.
And we haven't even talked about how Uma Thurman refuses to kiss Pat Hingle in this movie. Must have been her contract, Commissioner Gordon. She's like, he's probably like excited. He's like, I'm going to get the kisser. And then he shows up and she's like, no, second thought. She actually says that in the movie, second thought.
Yeah.
No, which is terrible for a man to hear.
Doesn't she diss his age?
Hmm?
Does she diss his age?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah, she disses his age. Yeah.
She's an ageist.
Yep, she's an ageist.
Would she have kissed Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, she did try to like hypnotize him with that pink mist or whatever it was.
Or her love mist.
But I don't know.
If she would have kissed him, you know what he said afterwards? What? You'll be back for more.
Oh my gosh.
Well, she also, killed his wife too.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
She pulled the plug. She
I did. Like when he says,
now, wouldn't that be stage four if the plug was pulled?
The plug was pulled. Stage four is plug pulled.
I like when he says, let's kick some ice.
his Arnold may be worse than his Jesse.
I got bad Arnold, man. I'll be back.
Well, I don't have my normal critics' reviews here. I'm going to go off memory. But we at that stage of the discussion here.
Well, we are at that discussion. Well, stage. Oh, producer Gary?
Can we point out, like, when at the end when he froze the world and they were going to put it back to, you know, they were going to heat it back up with that telescope, but he's got the scientist hanging on the edge of it and, like, doesn't help him get down before he starts moving it again?
Yeah, it's like, hold on.
Ridiculous. He's like, hang on, let me fix this. But they're, like, holding on, trying not to die.
Yeah.
And Batman's like, no, wait, I got to do this real quick.
I'll get right back.
And look, we need to say that they get the cure from Mr. Freeze for McGregor's disease. I guess he has like all the cure. Like I've got a cure for AIDS. Yeah. I got it all right here.
But
like
his wife was still wife. He had the cure there, and his wife.
I don't understand. Greg, perfect. Yeah. Why did he not just cure her if he had the cure?
I mean, she's floating around in water here. Like
yeah,
he must have the cure for stage one.
Stage if he'd only had the cure for stage one, but stage four he doesn't have the cure for.
Yeah, exactly.
And he can't do it. Yeah. Yeah, Roger, you're gonna talk about what's the review you remember?
There were a lot of awards given out to this movie, and they all were bad. Alicia Silverstone got like worst actress of the year, like from MTV and some of those others. This was one of the worst. They actually won awards for it being the worst movie of the year. That's year 1997.
Well, it killed Batman for 8 years, right? 9 years.
Killed the franchise,
I was reading that they actually had planned a fifth movie, a sequel to this one, that they thought it was going to be so successful, they were already in the planning stages. The main villain would have been Scarecrow, and they had already reached out to Nicolas Cage. And the second villain would have been Harley Quinn as Joker's daughter, and all of the previous villains would have been made cameos in Batman's head.
Wow.
Was it you that said? Was it you that said this movie should have been called Batman?
Yeah,
forever.
Yeah, to me, it's so stupid that they didn't switch the names. Like Batman and Robin should have been the first time Robin was introduced. Batman Forever should have been the fourth movie.
Forever,
because you could have put a four in it then.
That Matt, why weren't you working at Warner Brothers at that point? You could have probably saved us from this.
I was like seven.
Well, and if they'd added one more villain, it would have.
I do like the Scarecrow, though. That's a good villain in Batman Begins. Good villain. And I'm glad they took it in a darker tone, because this just was... It was not good. So you want me to read a couple Amazon reviews?
Sure.
Tracy writes, "While this is not today's Batman, the throwback style of this movie made it worth the rental price. My daughter and I watched and laughed throughout the movie. That, to me, is priceless." I'm glad she had a good time with her daughter. I don't know why Batman would give her a good time. This is the artist formerly known as Movie Freak. I don't know who this guy is. From 2020. "I'm not sorry for liking this film." You should be. "There are some not-so-good parts, but overall, not a bad flick. I think I like the comic book feel of the movie. Shouldn't they be acting like they're in a comic book? If you don't think so, then you and I are worlds apart. Really love Uma as Poison Ivy, and Arnold does a great job as Mr. Freeze. I believe we sometimes ask too much of our comic book movies. They're not supposed to be Lawrence of Arabia." I don't know what Movie Freak thinks, man, but that's this. And Josh B said in 2014, "I like it only for a few reasons: Poison Ivy and Batgirl." So we know he likes it for chicks.
Horn dog. Yeah,
yeah, he's a horn dog. He likes it for the ladies.
Right.
Yeah, so he got something out of it.
Exactly.
I mean, it.
Well, don't go any farther. Don't go any farther. We don't need to know what he got out of this.
Oh. So. But.
So as a longtime listener to Movie Torture, I think it's been 4 years now.
Seems like 4 years.
I've came up with a potential new segment to add to it. I'm calling it, "Would it be better or worse with producer Gary in the movie?"
Ooh, I like this segment. We're going to definitely have to apply this to every movie going forward.
So would you can either add producer Gary as is to the movie or replace a character. So like he could be in his Batman costume, get added to the movie as a random guy.
Yeah.
Or he could wind up turning into Mr. Freeze's henchman, Frosty.
Or could he just...
Yeah. So.
Producer Gary is Poison Ivy? I like that.
Yeah. No, Poison Oak. Poison Oak.
We can add a character.
So does it make it better or worse with Producer Gary?
I think it makes it better. We could definitely see Producer Gary like delivering pizzas to Batman and Robin on a date night, being their waiter. At a restaurant.
Right.
Polishing their suits for him.
Could have been like a nurse's assistant for Alfred.
Oh my gosh. He could have been taking care of Alfred with McGregor's disease. He could be like, "It's okay, Alfred. It's just stage one. Stage one is the worst.
Take two of these and call me in the morning."
Take two. "I'm here to give you your enema, Alfred."
So, Producer Gary, what do you think of this new segment?
No.
Listeners, we will add this to every movie going forward. Is it better with Producer Gary or without Producer Gary?
Well, Greg, as his women say,
yeah,
everything's better with Producer Gary.
Not everything. Everything.
Everything.
Everything better with Producer Gary.
A potential one that I kind of thought of, if you put him in the costume, and since he's wearing his Batman costume, you could put him in the Batman costume with a Hawaiian shirt. At Mr. Freeze's lair and say that he's just a Batman fan on vacation.
Oh my, he came to Gotham for a chance to spot Batman. And then Batman used his Batman Express card, American Express card, to buy Gary the Hawaiian shirt that he will never take off. He keeps smelling it because it smells like Batman. He goes... Smells like Batman.
He's vacation man.
He wishes he could be Robin.
All right, we ready to...
We've just made this movie better.
We ready to make the rounds here and determine if it's movie torture?
Matt, is this movie torture or movie gold?
I feel like I still got to go with movie gold. It's childhood movie for me. Sorry, Brad.
Hey, we got to let the childhood thing go, you know?
I agree with Matt on this one.
Producer though. Gary.
I agree with Matt. I think I liked this movie. But I mean, it's Batman, and I was... I don't even know if I was born yet, but when I saw it, I was a child.
He doesn't even know if he was born yet. 97, Gary. No, I don't think you
I
were
was born.
Born
in 99. So, but still, childhood movie, and it was Batman. I mean, it was Batman.
Gotcha.
Greg.
I can't go with movie gold, but I can't go with human torture. Can I go with movie bronze?
You can go with the in-between. What does Hannah like to say in here? It was okay. She said we need to have a... It was okay. Not great.
I'm going with movie bronze. It's not like gold. It's not silver. It's bronze. And it may even be a participation trophy.
Raj, what are you...
Since I saw this as an adult, I can't have the childhood excuse. It was still too early for me to watch with my son, so I don't have that attachment to it. So this is movie torture for me, definitely.
This movie... In my opinion, is the worst movie we've ever watched on Movie Torture.
You say that every week.
No.
You say that every week.
No, I said a while back with Jonathan, Turtles would be my baseline of worst movies. I would watch the Turtle movie again before I watch this movie.
Nah.
Yeah, Turtles was way better because they didn't pretend to be anything else. That everybody's shaking their head. No, this movie was movie torture. I feel like I got movie waterboarded for the reason this movie sucks worse than Turtles. This movie is a strong 2 hours and 2 minutes.
It is long.
Turtles is like 85 minutes. You're in and out. You hit it and quit it. You're done.
I found myself stopping just to see how long it had left.
Oh my gosh. I fast forward a little bit. I'm like, I can't take this, man. This is so sad.
I couldn't fast forward. I was trying to do my research to be a valuable guest.
Yeah, maybe that's why I missed
it. Quit it.
Hit that movie and quit it, man. It's like when we do movie tortures, the first thing I look at is run times. Because I'm just like, how much time do I have to spend with this crap fest? And this movie, by far worst Batman movie ever made. Hands down. Worst Batman. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But hey, if you're listening, follow us. Movie Torture Pod. On Instagram, slide into our DMs. You can ask producer Gary out on a date if you want.
And he'll wear his costume.
He'll wear his Batman suit and his Hawaiian shirt. you can email us at movietorturepod@gmail.com. For Matt, producer Gary, Greg, Raj, my name's Brad. And before we leave, our movie next week, Halloween Resurrection. Are you ready to be Halloweened, Roger?
I guess, you know, I'll make sure to wear double underwear in case I get too scared, you know.
In case you poop yourself?
A pee.
I'll poop.
Glad I'm not here for that one.
Yeah. Anyway, for Roger, my name's Brad. We'll see you next week.